The recent arrest of a prominent human rights activist and two others in Cambodia have renewed fears that the country is sliding into dictatorship. The three are accused of defaming Prime Minister Hun Sen. The arrests come less than a month after the leader of the country's main opposition party was sentenced in absentia to a year and a half in prison on similar charges. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Their director, Kem Sokhab, is now in jail. But staffers at the U.S.-funded Cambodian Center for Human Rights went about their business as usual this weekend, putting together some of the 12 hours of news and public affairs programming broadcast daily by two local radio stations. Kem Sokha's detention figured prominently in the news bulletins over the weekend. The Human Rights Center's acting director, Uverek, says its call-ins, town meetings, and roundtables are popular with the Cambodian people, and that popularity, he says, may have been a factor in Kem Sokha's arrest.
The government is afraid of the truth. The government is afraid when the people understand their rights, understand the true meaning of democracy, when the people want to participate, when the people want to set their own destiny.
Few activists here are now willing to speak so openly, fearful that defamation charges might be slapped on them as well. The recent arrests and last month's conviction of opposition leader Sam Rainsy on similar charges have been sharply criticized by many foreign governments. Cambodia right now is at a crossroads, said U.S. Ambassador Joseph Musumeli. It must decide whether it's going to be a real democracy or whether it's going to move inexorably toward a one-party state. In a speech to human rights activists on Friday, Musumeli seemed unusually blunt in his criticism of Prime Minister Hun Sen and his defamation suits.
Public officials are public servants. Therefore, the Prime Minister is your servant. Servants do not sue their masters.
Maybe not, but in the cutthroat world of Cambodian politics, Prime Minister Hun Sen has found a way to stay on or near the top for more than 20 years. And the latest wave of detentions, his critics say, are his way of making sure he stays there for 20 more. Human Rights Watch Asia Director Brad Adams says Hun Sen, a former Khmer Rouge foot soldier, is trying to roll back democratic gains made after the UN intervention here in the early 1990s.
He would very much like to go back to a one-party state. He'd love to have a fake opposition party like so many other countries in the region have, so that he can say there's a democracy, and he'd love to have periodic elections where the outcome is not in doubt. But if push comes to shove, he'd be happy to dispense with all of it. He hasn't got a democratic bone in his body.
Adams says there is no democracy in Cambodia today, and free and fair elections scheduled for 2008, he says, appear highly unlikely. The only way to reverse the current trend, he says, is to apply political pressure through the country's international donors. Roughly half the country's annual budget comes in the form of foreign aid. Uverek of the Cambodian Center for Human Rights agrees international pressure is key.
I think the Cambodian people went through enough hardship. They went through genocide, they went through starvation, disease, and I think this is time where I think the Cambodian people deserve better, and the international community need to take a strong stand and have to accept that the Cambodian people deserve much better than this.
Cambodian officials declined to comment for this story. No trial date has been set for Kem Sokha or his colleagues. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Phnom Penh.